Mix 94.5, Clezzy, Matt and Kimber. Today on the catch-up, we had sex at 3pm. Well, we didn't.
No, we didn't. I'm certainly glad about that. And Matt's hits from your hood, of course, the mighty Balkeith.
Oh, Balkeith, as we've always called it, but Balga to those who don't know the hood.
Blatant plug to sell Kimber's house, of course.
It's a great suburb, stop it. And also the best bits of our week.
Save time with the Clezzy, Matt and Kimber catch-up and save 35% on your natural gas charges when you switch to Clean Heat. T's and C's apply.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clezzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
It's time for our best of the week.
Oh. Hey.
What do you reckon?
All the highlights.
Yeah, there's a bit here. Should we get into it?
Yes.
Do it.
Let's go.
Alicia is doing a study
that
looks at the correlation between penis size and men's self-esteem.
Oh, okay. Oh, you see that.
It's funny
though, because a lot of blokes name their member. You know what I mean? They have a name for it. And mine is named after a superannuation company. And the little song goes from little things, big things.
Oh, yes. I've basically used the mix line for mine, which is everything per.
Ah!
Fly me to. Let's go to Northlake. Karen, how did you fulfill your family member's last wish?
My husband's parents were from Aberdeen. They came here in 62. And before his father passed away, he had asked us to take his and his wife's assets back to Aberdeen in Scotland.
Okay.
And as we're going through Perth Airport, they stopped my bag. And I'm like,
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, what have I not done? And the girl said to me, oh, there's some scissors in your bag. I went, oh. She said, they're right next to the ashes. And then she looked around and went, oh, I'm really sorry.
Den, welcome back, mate. Good to see you.
Nice to be back.
Oh, Den, Eagles lost two in a row. Do we need our big players back? Can we not operate without Kennedy and Darling?
Well, I looked at the forward line at one stage, and the players there, well, it was a good waffle forward line.
Right.
Yeah. You know, yes, like there were no big names there, no one who was going to save the game for you. So tough times and tough times to come still. This is the future.
It's a big step up from his
team. I feel it's tough from the boys who have now just realised that they're just a good waffle team.
Well, no.
No Tracy Drew.
That phone call's a fake.
Well, there was going to be a Tracy chat, but she got a bit busy. Who was the star act of the World Cup opening ceremony?
Robbie Williams.
That would mean.
That seems like an interesting question skewed directly towards Matt's
passion. Which local government area is trying to reduce speed limits to 40 k's per hour?
Town of Vincent.
Ah, it's Vincent.
Much money. Thanks for coming.
One.
Tom, those questions suck. I don't know how to be polite about it. Those are horrible questions. Oh, man.
Linda, what's the most disgusting thing you found in your kid's room?
It was my stepson. He'd stolen a Tic Tac Avia. So the next morning, he was heading back to his mum.
Yeah.
And I've gone in to do the washing and strip the bed. And he'd vomited all in his bed.
Oh, Ralph.
And then just made over it. And to his mum. By the time I got to it in the afternoon, there was dry vomit all over the mattress.
Nice.
And the pillows and the bed. And was apparently hungover the whole next day, and his mum took him through McDonald's drive through that morning and he threw up in the drive
through. Oh, he's on fire.
Oh, buff boy.
Oh, Sunday was a very big day for Feliberto Carrasco's family. They were in Angol, in a nice Chilean village, because poor Feliberto passed away, and so the family held a wake. And they're all, you know, having their cups of tea, sharing their stories at the wake, moments later, Feliberto sits up in the coffin.
Sorry?
It turns out 81-year-old Feliberto is not dead.
So, I mean, how would he have felt? I mean, his attitude towards his family, I mean, they would have got a chilly reception.
Oh, dear. I need dollar, that's what the camera. Let's go to Big Mal. Good morning, Big Mal.
Good morning to you, Clazzy. Hello to you, young Matthew. Of course, to you, Kimber. Kyle, what I really want to do is crush the poor.
Yeah.
They annoy me with their cigarettes and their chocolate milk. Why are you still driving around in a Magna from the 90s? They make a terrible sound when they go around the corner, don't they? What is it, the CV joint?
Yes.
I used to have one of those,
I just want to come down on the pod.
Oh, wow. Well, Big Mel,
I know it's all of your listeners, but never mind.
The Alger isn't boring, and I tell you, the video is a classic if you want to see. Well, Matt, pretty much on Kimber's back.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting going into the filming where they went, so we're just going to ride Kimber? And I went, hang on a second, I didn't sign this into my contract.
Ooh. That's right, that's right.
Yeah. The Big Breakfast with Clazzy, Matt and Kimber. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvik Park, the places between. Home was where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt, tits from your hood.
What more is there to say? Balga, the home of Kimber Cahill. When that came up, I knew that I had to do something special. I knew I had to involve my esteemed colleague, and we got onto it.
Yeah, they do celebrity tours of Balga.
Yes,
place,
they do. They do.
Like Hollywood Hills.
I think
unfortunately,
I tried to hide,
they went
actually.
Broke, but that's okay. That's
there she's watering the lawn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Balga's a good suburb. I want to hear all about it. So let's get into it.
All right, let's do it.
Here we go.
And think of what might be if you bought Kimber's house and made your home Balki. Yes, that is a wailing siren, and yet that was a gun. When all God's children come together, you're bound to have some fun. Balger isn't got great weed. Tracksuit pants are just smart casual. At the bottle shop, no one cares. As long as you keep your money in your wallet and not your underwear. Balger isn't boring.
Balga is what the Noongar people call grass trees.
I like grass.
I know you like grass, Falcor. That's why we'll fit in so well in Balga. Oh, look, that's Kimber's house. Isn't it lovely? Almost new, 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, backyard, nothing more to do. 370k. That's a bloody good deal.
That sounds like a shameless plug.
Yes, Falcor, that is a shameless plug. But when you live in Balga, you want to sing it to the world.
So many parts. IGA and Demerfees and Upbeat Road. There's gonna be an RBT. And if you don't believe me, then believe a Master Chef.
Balga is delicious.
Can't get as big a Balga lover than George Columbus.
Oh, they're proud in Balga today.
Very good.
Hey. Yeah, Balga represent.
Balga represent. Now, you know, the video clip is up.
Yes.
Mix.com.au. And to see Kimber's portrayal of Falcor.
I got to play the role of Falcor. It's not easy playing a luck dragon.
No.
I didn't have a lot of things to draw from.
Sure.
But it was...
Oh, no, you can be a dragon on cage.
It was wonderful working with you.
Yeah.
I was obviously riding Falcor.
Yeah,
and, yeah, it was
thanks
terrific.
For the shameless plug on my house.
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
Matt was riding Falcor.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Gee, I had a lovely day yesterday for
did
my
you?
Birthday.
Great.
Thank you guys for spoiling me in the morning. And then my girlfriend took me out for lunch. And then we had dinner at a beautiful restaurant at Papagello. And they sang happy birthday to
hey,
me.
What a day.
Lovely.
It was an awesome day. And after my girlfriend and I had lunch, we decided, let's go and have a little cuddle.
Oh,
sure.
Nice.
A little afternoon cuddle. And I tell you what, in the afternoon, I am a
a sensitive lover.
Really?
There's no doubt about
too
it.
Too much info.
Yeah.
Wow. And, this took a quick turn.
It did, but I tell you what, it's been proven scientifically, right?
Mm.
Elisa Vitti, who's an expert on all things sort of hormonal,
right,
has said that it's absolutely true that around 3 p.m. is a wonderful time to have a cuddle with your partner, certainly if it's a male-female relationship, because males have an increase in estrogen, their female hormone,
which
makes them more sensitive.
Oh, so they're listening more, they're more in the moment.
What?
Yeah. As opposed to the go for it, let's go of testosterone.
Yes, which you know, and of course the we all know what happens to men when they wake up in the morning, or you know, most of the time. Yep. And that is because the body does produce testosterone through the night.
Yeah.
So that's often why you have that you know.
I hear that a lot. You like morning ones?
Yeah,
I do actually, yeah.
Well, but it is unfortunate that it's school pickup time. I mean,
3 p.m.
3 p.m., not a great time for canoodling during the week.
No, life gets in the way, let's be honest.
Yeah, it does. See, the thing is, 3 p.m., I mean, you guys are saying it's great and all, but I'm saying it's witching hour for me.
Oh, really?
You know, we wake up at 4 a.m., I've been awake for 11 hours. Right. So 3 p.m. in the afternoon, I am just, I'm tired.
Are you
a bit
cranky?
I'm not cranky, but I think I'd be a starfish.
Oh, really?
You know, I don't think I'd be at my usual game.
Yeah, it's making me excited.
Holy mackerel, this turn.
You just think, I don't have the energy right now.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said star jumps. That's okay. makes me think of that song talking about this, that afternoon delight. Remember the skyrockets in flight?
Skyrockets in flight.
That one, yeah.
Kimber wants to fight.
Of course.
Although I do like this lady is onto it, Elisa Vitti, the hormone expert, because she says, look, might be tricky during the week, but at the weekends, why not block out the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, yes, Elisa Vitti.
Yeah.
That's why there's no drop-ins at my place.
Oh, okay. Oh. No drop-ins or pop-ins, unannounced arrivals.
No unannounced
of
pop-ins allowed at my house at any time.
No brothers
or
sisters.
If you think you're dropping in because you're in the area, think again.
Yeah, you might see Kimber in the starfish position.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning.
6 months.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
That's right. For 6 months, I've been trying to understand women, and I still don't, you know, fake nails, fake tan, fake hair, all the effort I put in, and they still won't go out with me.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Switch to Clean Heat for homegrown service. It's easy. Clean Heat. Switch, save, smile.